Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Joe McGee with Through the Bible, where we're going from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order. So today we're picking up in Deuteronomy chapter 33. We're sort of closing out the books, but an incredible story. And so we're nearing the end of Moses' reign. Joshua's about to take over. So in Moses, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, Moses is about, he's going to bless the people. He knows this is the last departing deal. So chapter 33, verse 1 of Deuteronomy. This is the blessing that Moses, the man of God, gave to the people of Israel before his death. The Lord came from Mount Sinai and dawned upon us from Mount Seir. He shone forth from Mount Paran and came to Mount Meribah Kadesh with flaming fire in his right hand. Indeed, he loves his people. All his holy ones are in his hands. They follow his steps and accept his teachings. Moses gave the Lord's instructions, the special possession of the people of Israel. The Lord became king in Israel. When the leaders of the people assembled, when the tribes gathered as one, Moses said this about the tribe of Reuben. He said, let the tribe of Reuben live and not die out, though they are few in number. Moses said this about the tribe of Judah. O Lord, hear the cry of Judah and bring them together as a people. Give them strength to defend their cause and help them against their enemies. Moses said this about the tribe of Levi. O Lord, you have given your Thummim and Urim, the sacred lots, to your faithful servants, the Levites, and put them to the test at Massah, and struggle with them at the waters of Meribah. Levites obeyed your word, guarded your covenant. They were more loyal to you than to their own parents. They ignored their relatives and did not acknowledge their own children. They teach your regulations to Jacob. They gave instructions to Israel. They present incense before you and offer burnt offerings from the altar. Bless the ministry of the Levites, O Lord, and accept the work of their hands. Have their enemies hurt their enemies or hit their enemies where it hurts the most and strike down their foes so they'll never rise again. Well, that's a real good prayer. Lord, hit the enemies where it hurts the most. Okay, verse 12. Moses said this about the tribe of Benjamin. The people of Benjamin are loved by the Lord and live in safety beside him. He surrounds them continuously and preserves them from every harm. Moses said this about the tribe of Joseph. May their land be blessed by the Lord with the precious gift of dew from the heavens and water from beneath the earth, with rich fruit that grows in the sun and rich harvest produced each month, with the finest crops in the ancient mountains and the abundance from the everlasting hills, with the best gifts of the earth in its bounty and the favor of the one who has appeared from the burning bush. May these blessings rest on Joseph's head, crowning the brow of the prince among his brothers. Joseph has the majesty of the young bull. He has the horns of the wild ox. He will gore distant nations, even to the ends of the earth. This is my blessing for the multitudes of Ephraim and the thousands of Manasseh. Moses said this about the tribes of Zebulun and Issachar. May the people of Zebulun prosper in their travels. May the people of Issachar prosper at home in their tents. They summon the people to the mountain. They offer proper sacrifices there. They benefit from the riches of the sea and the hidden treasures in the sand. Moses said this about the tribe of Gad. Blessed is the one who enlarges Gad's territory. Gad is poised there like a lion to tear off an arm or a head. The people of Gad look best for the land themselves. A leader's share was assigned to them. Were the leaders of the people, when they were assembled, they carried out the Lord's justice and obeyed the regulations of Israel. Moses said this about the tribe of Dan. Dan is a lion's cub, leaping out of Bashan. Moses said this about Naphtali. Oh, Naphtali, you are rich in favor, full of the Lord's blessings. May you possess the west and the south. Moses said this about the tribe of Asher. May Asher be blessed above other sons. May he be esteemed by his brothers. May he bathe his feet in olive oil. May the bolts of your gates be iron and bronze. May you be secure all your days. There is no one like the God of Israel. He rides across the heavens to help you, across the skies in majestic splendor. The eternal God is your refuge. The everlasting arms are under you. He drives out your enemy before you. He cries out, destroy them. So Israel will live in safety, prosperous Jacob in security, in the land of grain and new wine, in the heavens as they drop the dew down. How blessed you are, O Israel. Who is like you? A people saved by the Lord. He is a protecting shield. He is your triumphant sword. Your enemies cringe before you, and you will stomp on their backs. Well, that's a nice long prayer. He's covered everybody. All 12 tribes had a blessing, different from one another. And so God's going to do some incredible things. Now, chapter 34, Moses is about to leave. Chapter 34, verse 1. Then Moses went out to Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab and climbed Pisgah's peak, which is across from Jericho. And the Lord showed him the whole land from Gilead as far as Dan, all the land of Naphtali, the land of Ephraim, Manasseh, the land of Judah, extending to the Mediterranean Sea, the Negev, the Jordan Valley with Jericho, the city of palms as far as Zoar. The Lord said to Moses, this is the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when I said, I will give it to your descendants. I have now allowed you to see it with your own eyes, but you will not enter the land. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, just as the Lord had said. The Lord buried him in a valley near Beth Peor of Moab, but to this day no one knows the exact place. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyesight was clear and he was strong as ever. And wouldn't that be good to live to be 120? Your eyesight's still clear, you're strong as ever. Verse 8, the people of Israel mourned for Moses on the plains of Moab for 30 days, till a customary period of mourning was over. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom from Moses. He laid his hands on him, so the people of Israel obeyed him just as they had the commands of Moses. There has never been another prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. The Lord sent him to perform all the miraculous signs and wonders in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh and all his servants in the entire land. With mighty power, Moses performed terrifying acts in the sight of all of Israel. Man, that's just an incredible read. So that closes out the book of Deuteronomy. It's a great, great, great book. They made many movies about it. But the last two chapters, Moses blesses the people, and then the death of Moses. And so it's just a strong finish. Moses' eyesight was not dim, nor his strength was not abated, the King James said. He lived a long, prosperous life. You know, I pray that, Lord, let me live a long, prosperous life. Help me be a blessing to everybody I meet. Help me leave everybody better than I find them. And there's some great prayers you can pray that God's put in the Word of God. So, Lord, bless me and my family. Bless my wife. Bless my children, my grandchildren. Bless their spouses. Bless our employees that serve us, Father. Lord, we thank you that we've been blessed and highly favored. So, Lord, we thank you for this today. Thank you, Lord, for this great story of Moses and the people. And we're going to try to duplicate everything we have heard. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, guys.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.